You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
I'm Demetrius, he's Delaney. We are the Tao of Indifference podcast. Delaney.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
I like your t-shirt.
Thanks. It's yours.
It's yours now. Delaney is styling one of our very fashionable t-shirt designs from the Tao of Indifference shop.
Yes. It says, wear less, go out more. So I'm not wearing socks right now.
Wow. I mean, or underwear, which is... Yeah, really weird that you would mention that you were not wearing socks, but you're free balling. It's very aggressive. It's a very aggressive ball. Freeing. It's a free ball situation. Speaking of free balling, today's episode is about one night stands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I have a nightstand. Problem is, I only have one. So I'm looking to buy a new second nightstand. So I can have two nightstands. No, I'm kidding. It's all about one night stands.
Yes.
For the... one person who lives under a rock who doesn't know what a one-night stand is. A one-night stand is when you have casual sex with someone once. You meet them that night. You have a one-night stand. Or maybe you've known them before. You have sex once and that's it. At least you intend for it to be it. One of you intends for it to be it.
Yeah.
And as always, this podcast is very sex positive. So there's no shame in that if you want to do that. But I think that if you're going to do something like that, there's a lot of risk. Obviously... and maybe some reward there. So we just wanted to talk about like how to have a one night stand.
Yeah.
You know, so first let's talk about safety. One, in terms of barriers, two, in terms of like, don't get, you know, sex murdered. Okay. Don't get sex murdered is important. Don't get sex murdered. Let's start with don't get sex murdered.
Yes.
Anytime you have sex with anyone, you're putting yourself at risk because you're in a vulnerable position.
Yes.
You know, you're in a state of undress to a certain extent. So if you meet someone and you meet them for the first time and you're going to hook up with them, I would highly suggest that you tell people where you're going to a certain degree. Like, hey, you know, I'm going home with this guy. I'm going home with this girl. This is the address I'm going to. Like, if you don't hear from me tomorrow by 8 p.m., you know, just because you might be hungover. But like, if you don't hear from me by then, be concerned. If you don't hear from me in another day, this is the last place I was. I think that there's a certain value to that. I don't do that because I don't have a lot of casual sex, but every once in a while I've like gone home with someone and I'm like, yo, I don't know. She's sketchy. This is where I'm going, guys. I've done that. It hasn't happened frequently, but one girl I went home with, I met at a bar. I met in, I want to say Fat Black Pussycat. It's a bar in the West Village.
Okay.
It's a bar in the West Village and she like came up to my table and was hitting on me super aggressively. And she was like, come home with me. And my boys were there. And so I went home with her. And so I was like, yo, she is sketchy. Something seems off about her. And I was right.
Okay.
I was right. I didn't get murdered, obviously. Or not obviously. I'm a podcast ghost. So I'm a podcast ghost because I was murdered by this woman. First of all, she gave me her cross street. And I was like, yo, she's going to murder me because her cross street is Leroy in Washington, which sounds made up. It sounds like a black dude. It is not. It is a cross street in the West Village. I'm dead serious. It's Leroy in Washington. I was like, you live on Leroy, Washington? You racist?
Leroy!
Washington! So then I get to her place, and we start fooling around. I'm like, yo, her place is ridiculously nice. And she's like, yeah, you know. I'm like, okay, there's like a picture of you with a dude here. She's like, yeah, it's my boyfriend. And I was like, And then we start hooking up and she's like, stop. And I'm like, cool, that's fine. She's like, I just want you to know that I am seeing a guy. And I'm like, yeah, I got that. She's like, yeah, but like, you know, we should probably like have sex and like really quickly and leave because my boyfriend is a heroin dealer and he's dangerous. And I was like, let's just not have sex. I'm going to go. So in that case, I knew she seemed sketchy. So I told like the friends I was with. And also I texted a really good friend of mine, like, dude, just in case, bro, I know you're not even in New York City, but like if I die, and sure enough, I could have been murdered by this crazy. I could have been a murdered podcast host because I went to some girl's apartment in on Leroy in Washington who has a heroin dealer for a boyfriend. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a very interesting story.
Yeah. The point of the story is, it's okay, even if you're a guy, to say, yo, this is where I'm going. Things are sketchy.
Yeah.
So, if you're a guy, there's nothing wrong with that, especially if something seems wrong, something seems off, because there are plenty of stories with online dating where guys are like, oh, I went to meet this woman, and when I showed up, she had a bunch of goons with her, and they robbed me, or they beat me up. It actually happens a lot more frequently in the gay community, because especially if you live in certain parts of the world where, like in Russia, like if you are a gay man, and you say, I went to go meet a man, and I was beaten up and mugged, the police aren't going to do jack shit because of the way Russia is.
Yeah.
They're really very anti things that aren't straight white people, basically.
Yeah.
So, you know, take precautions. Just like, you never know who's out there. With that said, always use a barrier when you're having sex with someone, especially someone you don't know. And I say barrier in the broader sense of both condoms, dental dams. I mean, I know most people don't use them, but if you're having a one-night stand, you know, if you don't want to use dental dams, maybe just don't go down on someone you've just met. Like, like if you're like, I don't want to use a dental dam, then don't give somebody a blowy or, you know, mouth stuff. Just don't give them mouth stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But seriously, if you're meeting someone for the first time, please use a condom. I understand if you're on, there's this drug that it's called PrEP, and it's supposed to prevent the transmission of HIV.
Yeah.
Even if you're using that, still use a barrier, please. I beg of you. So always, that's my safety spiel. As your podcast uncle and or older brother, please. So Delaney, I just talked a bunch.
Yes.
What do you have to say about one night stands?
Put on a helmet.
What kind of weird sex stuff were you doing when you were single?
Oh, I mean the literal helmet.
Oh my god. I don't even want to know. I kind of want to know, but also kind of don't, because I'm scared.
Okay. I was just going to say, don't be ashamed, you know, because I feel like there's a lot of shaming, probably especially for towards women when they do it, because they get
for sure.
You know, you get called all types of names and stuff, and I would just say, you know, just accept it. You know, and a lot of times when you have one-night stands and you were drunk when you met this person, don't be surprised at what you find in the morning.
Oh, yeah. They might not be as pretty as you remember. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know, the brain thinks, you know, its perception of symmetry is very different when you're drinking.
Yes.
In that you lose your perception of symmetry.
You probably didn't go home at Halle Berry. Most likely.
Yes, you did not, bro. There's no way. Or maybe you did, but you're the ugly one. You went home with Halle Berry, but you're Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah, you're like, oh, monster's balls. Speaking of going home and waking up next to someone, how do you feel about like the etiquette of one night stands, like spending the night? Like,
I think you can spend the night. I just think
can't assume though. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can't assume. Like, I just think, if you're going to tell someone to go home, like, at least walk them to the door or something.
At minimum.
Yeah, just walk. You don't got to pay for the cab or anything. Just walk them to the door. And see
or, if like, walk them to the train. Like, exactly. If they called an Uber, like, walk them to the Uber. Yeah. I think that, you know, like, you want to say, like, oh, one night stand, you can't spend the night. But sometimes it's just mean to send somebody. Like, if they don't have... Like, if they live in, like, West Bubblefuck, like, if it was me, right, and I was hooking up with somebody, and they were like, hey, I live in Bayside, Queens, I'd be like, yo, it doesn't make sense for you. Like, I know we don't know each other, but, like, I'm not going to, like, what are you going to get on the train for 3 hours? Like, come on. Like, be realistic. Like, the time, like, if you go to sleep and sleep for 5 hours so that you can get a train that runs an hour and a half, like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But not everyone's like that. Like, I've heard of plenty of dudes being like, oh, I'm going to kick her out. Like just because they're casual doesn't mean you have to be cruel. You know, like, you don't need exactly. to be, I don't think you need to be needlessly cruel. Like,
no, I think it's okay to stay as long as they're not, like, planning breakfast, lunch, and dinner at your apartment the next day.
It's that's like, the thing. That's,
okay, come on now. You got yeah. come on now.
We gotta, just because we had sex doesn't mean that we have to have brunch the next day.
Yeah.
That's only for, like, the very special people.
Yeah.
That is a good point, though. So speaking of brunch and stuff, that's never, you should never assume that you're getting breakfast, brunch, lunch,
yeah,
whatever.
No.
What about some things that you should avoid talking about or like avoid asking someone?
Relationships.
Ooh, asking about like, what are we? What are we going to be?
Yeah. Or, like things they've had in the past.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause then it sort of implies that it's going to be something else.
Yeah. 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 You know? Just. Keep it like what it is, just simple. Like, you guys were attracted to each other and some things happen.
Yeah. I would say, as long as you, I wouldn't ask about any of that, especially if you upfront were like, yo, this is just for tonight, or this is just for tonight, let's see what happens. I think that what you can ask about in a very tactful way is like, is everything gonna be okay? Like, am I putting myself at risk? You know, like, you'd be like, yo, do you have any? Which, I mean, and in the hopes that they're honest right before, you know, like, they're going to be like, well, I got a lot of STDs. I mean, hopefully the person's honest.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rate of, like, a lot of people don't have anything, but, you know, some people do, and you hope that they'd be honest about it.
Yeah.
But again, that's why barriers are important.
Yes.
That is why they're important. And you should also just be clear about, like, what it's going to be. If you're hooking up and you for sure know that you don't want anything to do with that person, you got to say that.
I've actually learned that if you're going to do vaginal and anal penetration, you should change condoms.
Yeah,
you shouldn't use
absolutely.
The same one.
Yes. So
definitely, because you can spread bacteria and then cause a UTI. You don't want to do that to a girl.
Yes.
So
don't use the same condom.
Yeah, you have to switch. It's kind of weird and
awkward.
Basically,
if you're going to go from one hole to another, switch condoms. Or if you take it out of a hole, if you take it out, if you're having vaginal penetrative sex, and your condom's out of vagina for a while, it's probably best to just get a new condom.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever been like, oh man, I ran out of the condoms. Like, you probably already have a ton of condoms. And if you don't, you should always have more than you need.
Yeah.
Like, it's better to have condoms that expire than not, you know? Like, always have too many condoms. You can never have too many.
Yeah.
Just like lube. There's no such, you know, too much lube is just enough lube, and too many condoms is just enough condoms. But
okay.
Good point, you know?
Yeah.
That's just a good general sex tip, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. A lot of people watch porn and think that, like, oh, I could switch and do XYZ. Like, no.
That's not sanitary.
It's not sanitary. I want to have safe and healthy sex. Oh, but good point. Where was I? Getting on the same page.
Yeah.
I think that if you know you don't want anything serious at all, you should be honest about that. If you're one of those people that's like, let's see where this goes, who knows, say that. You know, if you think like, oh, I want to do this, but I'd love to go on a date with you, say that too. I've done all of those things to varying degrees of, sometimes you'll say that and the other person will say, actually, I'm looking for this. And then you can say, well, no, thank you. Or why not? You know, now I already know what you're doing. So it's good to be on the same page. what are some things that you shouldn't, why you shouldn't have a one night stand?
Why you should not have one?
Yes, why you should not have one, I said.
To get back at somebody.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a great one. To get back at someone. One that I think is when you shouldn't. It's not why you shouldn't, but when you shouldn't. Is it like an immediate response to a breakup?
Yeah.
If you want to have a one-night stand after you've like been broken up with, or you did the breaking up and you're sort of like, this is how I'm going to process. Most people say it's unhealthy, but sometimes you just got to like get your mind off the person.
Yeah.
But like if you got broken up with 5 minutes ago and you're like, I'm going to go fuck the first person I see, it's only going to make you feel worse. Like it's probably most people, not everyone, but most people are going to be like, now that the 5 minute sex is over and it wasn't that pleasurable. Yeah. I would also say that, if you're feeling peer pressured, like hookup, quote unquote, hookup culture, like if you're in college and you're like, everyone does it, just don't have sex for that reason. Like that's stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone, a lot of people are dumb, so choose to be smart.
Yes.
Be an original, be a smarty pants. I would also tell you, don't have casual sex if someone tells you that if you do it, then they will start to consider you seriously.
Oh.
Or not one night stand specifically, but also casual sex. Like, you know, I was thinking about dating you, but like the fact that you're being a prude, I don't know. Like if we hooked up, I would know you're serious. Like that's a great game.
Maneuver. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah. People fall for it.
Yeah, no. Man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
That happened to you, didn't it?
No, it didn't happen to me, but I've heard guys say it.
Like, and they're like,
if she really wants to be with me, then she will do this to me. I'm like, that's manipulative.
Yeah, it is.
So that's a very long word, manipulative. It's got like six syllables.
Manipulative. I like it. Anything else where you should not have a one-night stand?
I feel like you shouldn't have a one-night stand if you just had a one-night stand.
Oh, no back-to-backs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I feel like if
it's, I'm actually pattern. For it. I think that I'm all for people having casual sex if they choose to.
Yeah.
But if you go from like one night stand,
different
people, it's like there's nothing wrong with having casual sex with multiple partners.
Yeah.
But back to back is like, I don't know, like it just seems like an unhealthy choice.
Yeah, I feel like you're
like, what are you trying to fill? Like,
yeah, what are you trying to do?
Like, if you have a one-night stand, but then you have a fuck buddy or friends with benefits and you sleep with them the next night, fine. If you have sex with two different people in two nights, fine. But if you're just going out every single night having one-night stand, that's usually one of the signs. Like, not that it makes you a sex addict, but it's usually a sign that something's up. It's like drinking every night. If you have a one-night stand on a Tuesday, like, and then Wednesday, and then Thursday, it's like, it's not even like a go out night. Like, I'm like, yo, what are you doing, man? Like, I'd be like, yo, what's up, man? Are you okay? Like, I would be concerned. And I'm like the least shamey person, but like 3 1-night stands, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Like,
yeah, don't you gotta work the next day?
Yeah, like, dude, what are you doing? Like, yo, man, like, I understand you want to get laid, but like, it's gotta be a better way, man. It just feels hollow.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That would be rough. I would be like, yo, dude. Like, unless it was like, yo, it just happened. But like, if you're going out seeking it, I don't know. Like, maybe slow it down. Slow it down a little bit. Just make sure everything's cool after the first time.
Yeah.
You're probably still chafed. Like, you know, that's how I have sex.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But yeah, no, that would, maybe don't have repeat one-night stands all the time. Like, every single day. There's probably something deeper there. I'm no therapist, though. So, I want to ask you, finally, to close out. How do you make sure that if you do have a one-night stand, that you don't have a walk of shame the next day, but you have a stride of pride? A stride of pride.
I would say maybe not drink so much.
Being hungover is like... Being hungover after a one-night stand is the worst. Because then you, like... And you're like dehydrated.
Oh yeah.
Here's my hangover cure: Gatorade, 2 bananas. And if you have anywhere that you can, if you're in New York especially, get a bacon, egg, and cheese from a bodega.
Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah, exactly. Here's why: Gatorade, electrolytes, all that jazz. Bananas, potassium regulates your heartbeat. I know when I drink a lot, my heartbeat's all crazy. Bacon, egg, and cheese, fats, protein help you break down alcohol. Boom. If you're next level, want to take it up, level up. Boop, 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 boop. before you go out drinking, you get dry yeast, like baker's yeast. Mm-hmm. You get some yogurt. You put some of that in there. It's going to taste gross, but it'll break down your alcohol while you're drinking. I learned that from the brewmaster from the Brooklyn Brewery.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a cool dude. I learned it from an article. He didn't just like whisper it in my ear one day.
Oh, yeah. I thought you met him or like, something.
Hey, man. I'm Garrett, by the way. Don't drink to excess if you're going to have a one-night stand to avoid the hangover. Also, so you don't get whiskey dick if you're a dude. Sex isn't as good. It's not as pleasurable. Like, it's probably not going to be as pleasurable if you're just blackout drunk. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have a change of clothes with you. Like, not everyone carries it. Especially, like, not dudes. I know some women, like, if they're going out to have a one-night stand, they'll pack another pair of underwear. Just wash your face in the morning. Seriously. Like, just your face, you'll feel like you don't, like, you didn't just wake up in someone's bed and just roll out and walk out.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
I like it.
Sunglasses. What about you? Anything else to add there?
I was going to say maybe, like, some pocket money just in case you don't want to take a train or a bus.
Yeah, if you're going to have a one-night stand, make sure you have some cash on you or, like, money to get home in an Uber if it gets that serious.
Yeah.
The final thing I would add is to, if you are going to have a one-night stand, you commit to a one-night stand with full acknowledgement of what that means. You shouldn't, like you said, you shouldn't be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
A walk of shame is only a walk of shame if you're ashamed. So yeah. Don't be ashamed. Like, get out there and have fun if you want to. If you are going to have a one-night stand, do it because you want to. And that way, why would you be ashamed of doing something you wanted to do? If you feel like it was a mistake the next day, that's fine. But, you know, people make mistakes. Don't be ashamed of, like, sex mistakes. I've made so many sex mistakes. That's why I have this blog and podcast. So I can tell you terrible stories about the time that I almost got murdered by a heroin dealer on Leroy and Washington. She was very, very crazy. My friend, we were sitting at the table. This is how I knew she was crazy. We were sitting at the table, me, two guys, and she comes and sits next to me, and she starts flirting with me. But she sits down right next to me, and she starts flirting with me, and she starts making out with me at a table, and it's like a booth. And my friend takes a picture of her, and she snatches his phone, and she's like, delete the picture. And he's like, you gotta give me back my phone to do that. She's like, why would you do it? And she, like, spazzes on him and almost, like, breaks his phone. And I was like, well, I'm going to go home with her. Because I'm dumb. Yep. So that was that. So, again, I did a walk of shame from her home. Not really, actually. Because I called my buddy Jesus after that. I was like, bro, that chick I just texted you about. Oh, man, I'm working with a heroin dealer. And it was just like, that was a proud moment. In fact, even though I almost died. Delaney, I think that's it. Close us out, if you please.
Of course. Thank you all for listening. You're all wonderful, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Delaney. It's awesome to record with you in person. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and good luck out there. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Dow of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Dow of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at dowofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.